Hello, I'm CM Conway, the filmmaker of the witty and poignant indie, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, now on Prime Video, and funnyfailurefilm.com. On this now monthly podcast, we celebrate funny flubs, bodacious blunders, and miraculous missteps that happen to us as artists. So hone your funny bone and let's get started. Welcome to our podcast, inspired by our grassroots community indie film, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, an ode to the unknown, hardworking artists trying to make their dreams come true in the industry while inspiring the rest of the world with their courage. Our film follows Ellie, a bottom feeder actress at the end of a rope in Hollywood, when a life-changing event happens with her best friend, Ben. A surreal twist unfolds with comedic results, blurring the lines of fantasy and reality as Ellie unwittingly becomes the key to a new take on Tinseltown, where failure is the star. The main characters, Ellie and Ben, also learn how to flip their failures and look them dead in the eye and laugh. And that's what we try to do on this show. So if you're an artist and you've had a mishap that's happened in your creative journey and you would like to share it on the show, please visit funnyfailurefilm.com and click on Share Your Story. Today, I'd like to share a story with you. When I lived in Los Angeles years ago and ran into a celebrity actress who was an icon to me. Feeling inspired, I decided to go up the coast and let my little artistic soul have the freedom to do what it wished. Now, at this time, I had been reading Julia Cameron's book, The Artist Way, and she encouraged artists to have what's called an artist's date. So on this date, I decided to let my inner artist fly. So I braided my hair in a funky fashion, and I wore mismatched clothes. I drove out to the beach and let my instincts lead me onward. Suddenly, while driving through Malibu, I felt the urge to stop at a pet store off the highway. I thought it would be fun to gallivant around the animals that day, apparently. While walking around enjoying the kittens and pups in the store, I saw a woman at the counter talking to the clerk. She had dark, short hair and a friendly demeanor while speaking in a clear, directive tone. My eyes swiftly snapped her into focus like the lens of a camera. This was a celebrity actress I adored. This was soon after this actress won the Best Actress Oscar for her role in a very well-known movie. And as an actress, this was a once-in-a-lifetime moment of seeing a famous female idol. I had a profound regard for her deeply touching portrayal of the role which earned her the Oscar. And here she was, in a quiet little pet store with her then husband. No crowd surrounding her, no paparazzi to fight through. I felt my instincts may have led me right into this pet store so I would see her. Oh, this was a sign, I thought, to keep going. I mean, this actress had overcome remarkable obstacles on her way to success. And here is my chance to meet her. I must say something to her, I thought. This moment will never come again. After speaking with the store clerk, she meandered into the corner of the store. She was by herself, and I just couldn't seem to stop my legs from striding over to follow her. And in a second, there I was, right behind her. She turned around to look at me, and without thinking, I blurted out something along the lines of how her work had inspired me, as I was an actress too. She looked truly touched for a remarkable moment as her hand rose as if she was going to place it on my shoulder. She then stopped herself, a quiet look of concern over her face. She moved back ever so slightly, and I felt an invisible glass partition pop up between us. Her concern turned to protective detachment as she politely said, "Thank you," As I mentioned, I had braided my hair earlier that day, and I suddenly saw one of my braids dangle near my eye. I suddenly remembered that my inner artist did my hair and dressed me in mismatched clothes. I caught a glimpse of how I must have looked to her. Crazy. She must have all sorts of people come up to her, I thought, but none that looked like a cross between Pippi Longstocking and Raggedy Ann. I also realized I seemed to have cornered her near the hamster habitats, and that was definitely not helping. I took a step back before she thought of calling out to her hubby for help. Despite her clear apprehension, she was being kind, and I didn't want her to feel weird for one more moment. I turned on my heels and said, "Have fun," as I exited the store. "You too," she said, in a courteous tone. A bit like a teacher, humoring a child. Thank you for joining us in the How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood podcast. Copyright by Showstoppers and FunnyFailureFilm.com. Intro and outro song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by David Mumford. Until next time, remember, mistakes makes art more interesting.